rocked the country with his album Born to Chum. He went all the way to number one with his hit record Krabby Road. And now Plankton's back with a brand new collection of holiday hits. All your favorites interpreted by your favorite microscopic organism. Come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye fearful. Cower as I crush you.
Joy to the world.
I'll rule the world and everyone. You will bow down to me.
Deck the halls.
Deck them all with fists of fury.
And the Nutcracker Suite.
Ding, 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 ding.
To order Plankton's holiday hit, send the secret recipe for the Krabby Patty to Plankton at the Chum Bucket, Bikini Bottom, USA.
Season's beatings, underlings!
right. That's how we start the holidays right around here, Frigor.
Indeed.
Yes. Hello there, pallid Yuletide masses. You're tuning in to the World Domination Hour, the world's first and only radio show that plays music for supervillains. And I am your ever jolly holly host, the Baron.
And I'm the one who has to deck the halls, works for Frigor.
Frigor!
What?
It's...
I'm not complaining.
I'm excited. We're finally doing our holiday episode.
Yay!
We've decorated. We got cookies.
Mm-hmm.
We got milk.
Yep.
We've got, you know...
Stuff on the tree.
We put things on the tree, although Frigor...
Mm-hmm.
It appears that our glorious tree, who have I named Lucifern, has apparently missed the top star.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't reach that high.
Well?
Because you don't give me a ladder.
That's true, but I have something better than a ladder.
I just have one of those little robotic clip things that you get at the mall for like $5 from a barrel.
Yep.
At EB Toys.
Yep.
Like that...
Frigor, one of these days you'll be in space and you're going to be happy that you have that.
Actually, I've been to space several times, and it would have been handy.
It would have been handy.
Yeah.
Oh, the irony. But Frigor, why don't you go rummage down in the basement to find something to adorn our glorious tree?
I shall go rummage.
Meanwhile...
Rummage.
Think it's time for the Baron to sit back with a glass of Nog and reminisce about days past. Ah, that is some tasty Nog. Did I remember to... I didn't take that down, did I? Frigor?
Yeah?
Pumpkins are still outside, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, that's gonna smell.
Yeah, the mail hasn't come for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, boy, that's gonna be a damper. I've ordered all of those packages. You know, the fact that we mutated the pumpkins to, you know, be giant wolf pumpkins probably...
Uh-huh.
Didn't help the situation.
No, not at all. I mean, that's why the mail hasn't come. You can still see bits of mailman in the yard.
Wolf pumpkin seemed like such a good idea at the time.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
We got no trick-or-treaters.
We did it.
They left us alone.
That's true. And you know, we've got more company around here.
Yeah.
During the Christmas season.
I named this one Russell.
Aw, hey there, Russell. I named this one Gordon.
Aw.
Get it?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, you're tuning into the World Domination Hour. Call us in with your evil Yuletide wishes at 617-824-8852.
Or if you have a Christmas story from hell.
Yes, we're looking for the worst holiday experiences of your entire life. Call in and share. Get awkward on the radio. And
you know you want to.
Yeah. And of course, you can ask us questions anonymously on our website, formspring.me/DearBaron, and live chat with us in our Holly Jolly studio at AIM screen name live on WECB.
Indeed.
Frigor?
Yes?
What's that you have in your hand?
I found this bucket.
Oh. This bucket seems oddly familiar.
Hmm.
Familiar.
I'm dead!
Ah! Frigor, the melted 5-year-old from our season premiere.
Oh, no.
Oh, lordy. Oh, God. Oh, man. You surprisingly don't smell completely putrid from the 3 months or so that we have
left
you in storage.
Well, she's a 5-year-old girl. She smells like candy canes and sunshine.
I rebuilt myself.
Whoa.
Okay, that's terrifying.
And kind of awesome.
I will learn this art of rebuilding myself. Frigor, hand me that hatchet.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start off by cutting off my left hand.
Okay, go.
Do it.
Ow. Okay, what comes next?
Well, now you reattach.
Okay.
And do it here.
Okay.
Yeah. So just sew it on there.
What?
Sew it on.
What?
Sew it on.
Frigor, I can't hear you. I have a hand in my ear.
Wait a minute.
All right. This I'm getting pretty woozy.
Yeah, you're losing a lot of...
Because you don't have a hand anymore.
And he's losing a lot of blood.
I'm hungry.
Oh.
Candy?
Sure. Frigor, grab the child some fruitcake and assorted
treacle. Oh, yeah, our fruitcake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to like our fruitcake.
Okay.
It's made of poison berry.
Yes. Yes, here's some fruitcake.
To be fair, she doesn't have a mouth, really. She's just kind of a pile of goo in a bucket.
Yeah, I really don't know what's
going on.
Pretty goo.
You're an adorable goo in a bucket.
Yeah.
All right. Should we just, like, drop it in?
I think.
No, I don't like fruitcake.
Well, you don't have much say in the matter. Fruitcake's all we got. We've got that and hoo hash. And I'm pretty sure the last time I had hoo hash, there was, well,
that was a very interesting concert.
That was dude. I mean, I'm not normally a fan of Dutch polka, but those guys ripped it.
Yeah.
All right.
I want virgin's blood.
All right, we'll get you some virgin blood.
Just drink the Baron's blood.
Shut up, Frigor!
He's bleeding pretty heavily right now.
Well, you know what we're going to do? I think while I try to not die from bleeding, that we should start off our night of holiday cheer.
Holidays?
Holiday fear?
Fear!
Our holiday special?
I heard last week was our holiday special.
I think I just called it that because I was losing my mind.
Frigor, it's time for some holiday fear.
Yeah, that works.
Starting us off is, of course, a little... We have a few sets about
Please
the big
laughing
old...
like that.
Jolly Holly man himself. Here's Kidnap
Girl
the
Lodge?
Sandy Claus from Nightmare Before Christmas on WECB. The underground sound of Emerson College.
Do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather. Now and forever.
La 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 la. Kidnap the Santa Claus, lock him up real tight. Throw away the key and then turn off all the lights.
First we're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Santa Claus, throw him in a box. Bury him for 90 years, then see if he talks.
Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man can take the whole thing over then.
You'd be so pleased, I do declare. Say that we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then
knock three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more.
You're so stupid. Think now, if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then
Jack will beat us black and green. Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag, throw him in the ocean, then see if he is sad. Because Mr. Oogie Boogie is the meanest guy around. If I were on his boogie list, I'd get out.
Special brew. I'm saving spiders' food.
We're his little henchmen, and we take our job with pride.
We do our best to please him and stay on his good side.
I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one. You're no fun.
Shut up.
Make me.
I've got something. Listen now. This one is real good. You'll see. We'll send a present to his door. A palm will be a note to read. Now in the box, they'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside, and then we'll have him. One, two, three.
Kidnap the Santa Claus, beat him with a stick, lock him up for 90 years, see what makes him tick. Kidnap the Santa Claus, chop him into bits. Mr. Oogie Boogie is sure to get his kids. Kidnap the Santa Claus, see what we will see. Lock them in a cage and then throw away the key.
Hello.
Hey there.
You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's good to know.
We hope you are enjoying.
I have been.
Check us out at WECB.FM. Our new website is futuristic.
It sure is.
You can also listen on your TV in the dorms on Channel 65. Far out.
Far out.
Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger, and he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and he barbecued Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy, the night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's a National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and helicopters circling round in the sky. And the bullets are flying, the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who Santa was. To be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now victims in therapy and daughters still nervous. And the outlaw got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy, the night St. Nicholas flipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of getting chipped.
This is the Baron, and you're listening to the World Domination Hour on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
People of Earth, I give you Santa Claus.
Santa, he crashed, he crashed.
was, of course, the Jolly Boots of Doom from the Invader Zim holiday special.
I have Boots of Doom.
Prior to that was The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic.
Guns.
You have Boots of Guns?
I'll shoot things.
Boots and guns and boots and guns and boots and guns and boots and guns.
Guns and boots and boots and guns. Hurrah. Hurrah.
And prior to that was Kidnap the Sandy Claus from Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Sandy Claus or the Santy Claus?
Sandy.
The
Sandy Claus, what is that?
That's it.
Is it a sand castle?
Yes.
Yeah, is it like a sand cat?
It happened. He was the guy who killed Peter Parker's parents.
Dude, no way.
Yeah, it's true the whole time. You figure it all out in the third one. That really sucked.
Continuity, yo.
And starting us off was No Presents for Christmas by the almighty Lord of Darkness, King
Mannheim
Diamond.
Mannheim Steamroller.
Presents.
Yes. Presents.
Speaking of presents.
That's what happens.
You've certainly been a surprise there, Princess P. I see you are a panting bottle.
She's
one out of the bucket!
Okay, well,
It's a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
That's very true. How about, let's see, you're in the bucket. Let's find you. Let's see, what do we have that's nice and festive that we can store her in?
We have... we have unfilled Christmas boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We have cookie cutters.
I want to go up there.
On the what?
On the tree?
On the tree?
Is it tree?
Okay, here.
Here's an idea. We have a hollow star. We can pour her into that.
That sounds like a fabulous idea.
My mommy says I'm a star.
Aw, your mommy's crazy. Anyway.
Okay.
Can you pass me, Frigor, pass me the grippy arm?
Okay, grippy arm? Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I wouldn't want to touch that.
All right, cool. So, P, we are now going to pour you. I'm not sure if this process will be pleasant or not, so
Do
tell me.
Do we have a funnel?
We're just going to kind of...
Yeah, just...
We're just going to wing it.
Okay.
Okay, so you just...
Ow, you're hurting me! I'm just kidding.
Don't do this to me, man. I've got sharp glass and a 5-year-old.
And he doesn't have his reading glasses on.
Pouring... There you go. All right. Now to put you on top of the tree. Grippy arm on.
Click.
Grippy arm.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, so we just got Princess P. Over the tree.
Uh-huh.
I see. And it appears that the tree has now begun to absorb her.
Oh. Oh.
This is...
Wow.
Bizarre.
From here, I can see all my enemies.
Oh, that's adorable. Frigor. From here,
she's growing into the ground. She can see all kinds of things through the other trees.
I have limbs.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Frigor.
You would have had limbs if you weren't melted also.
Do you know that IRFA axe... lay that we have in the Acement Bay?
We have an Acement Bay?
Yes, in the Acement Bay. There's a fire axe.
I thought you were referring to our little...
Oh, she hasn't stared my toe!
Oh, okay.
Very good aim there, by the way.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, so I'll go down to the Acement Bay and...
I want to torch a village innocent people.
That can be arranged. Frigor!
We shouldn't have put candles on the tree.
No, we shouldn't have. Okay, P.
Princess P!
Can we make a deal here,
Princess
darling?
Princess P. Pumpernickel.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we get a deal? If I show you the way to a helpless village, would you not tear me to limb pieces?
Maybe.
Can I get a little bit better than a maybe? A little bit better than a maybe?
If I get presents.
All right.
Do you know why we get presents?
Because I could kill you.
Yes, you will be getting presents. Uh-huh. Okay, Frigor.
All right.
To town. All right. How do we move the tree?
Yeah.
Never mind. It appears that she has uprooted herself. And...
Wow.
Boom!
Wow.
I like this.
And she is
this is surprising.
A giant tree monster.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know what?
With the mind of a 5-year-old.
With the mind of a 5-year-old.
A homicidal, psychopathic 5-year-old.
Indeed. You know what's really weird, Frigor? This is exactly what happened on our Arbor Day episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were good times. And speaking of Arbor Day episode...
We can't go back to Denver.
I think it's time for some more music! How about we play a little something by Seth MacFarlane?
Ugh.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Here was a little thing from last year's Family Guy's Christmas special. It was pretty gloomy.
Oh, yeah.
On WECB, the underground sound of...
Yes, Christmas. Christmas. It's kind of a thing.
Christmas.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
You don't know what Christmas is?
Each bell would peal with a silvery zeal as the holiday feeling was killing us. But now instead all we're feeling is dread because Christmas time is killing us.
Each Christmas list gets us more and more pissed till the thought of existence is chilling us.
I'll tell you what, shove your list up your butt because Christmas time is killing us.
But can't you see that what you do is a dream come true? Can't you see that every smile makes it all worthwhile?
No, screw you, it's all but through, there's too much to do. All those dreams are nightmares and blank icy stares. Each little elf used to fill up a shelf, making playthings and selflessly thrilling us. Now they're on crack and it feels like Iraq, because Christmas time is killing us.
Each model train only heightens the pain of the workload that's draining and drilling us.
Fingers all bleed and look, that guy just peed, because Christmas time is killing us.
But can't you see our point of view? We rely on you. Can't you see that Christmas cheer gets us through the year?
My whole crew is black and blue. Can't you take a clue? You may think I look great, but I'm 28. Each jingle bell is a requiem knell, and while you think it's swell, we are toiling in hell. Take a look, you can tell, as a man I'm a shell. Because Christmas time is killing us. Killing us! Christmas time is killing us.
Okay, this is my impression of the Baron. You're listening to WECB!
Thank you. can get rich, but your boss gets richer out of you. Well, you'll learn how to win a gun in your back for the goal of a race in the day. Simply French soldiers steal your thumb and you get a skewer on a steak. And now you can go where people are one. And now you can go where they get things done. People dress in black. Need a holiday in Cambodia where your kids have to grow.
And that was an awkward transition back to our show, but that was indeed...
You didn't tell me you were going to stop!
That was indeed Holiday in Cambodia
cool.
by the Dead Kennedys, and prior to that was Christmas Time is Killing Us.
Which yes, Christmas.
Christmas.
That's making it more confusing.
Christmas.
Are you...
Just
like,
repeat exactly. Charismas.
I can't even say that.
You have to say charisma. You have to... The Z is very important in there.
You are testing my patience.
Okay. Frigor. Also, fun fact. Did you know that Christmas Time Was Killing Us was nominated for... It won a Grammy?
It won a Grammy.
I don't know.
It was nominated
fact check
for
it.
A Grammy.
You probably have a computer in front of you.
Say Grammy.
Grammy.
How can she talk?
I really... I think she's using the decoration, like the baubles, as mouths.
I have no idea.
Like Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors, the little ones that start singing at the end while he's trashing up the store.
Speaking of trash, you're tuning into the World Domination Hour. Call us in with your evil holiday wishes at 617-824-8852. Or if you have the stones, send us an email at worlddominationhour@gmail.com.
Wouldn't it take more stones to call in?
Yeah, but...
So if you have the cojones.
Frigor.
Cojones.
Say that.
How can you say
cojones?
Cojones.
You'll learn about that when you're not a tree. Speaking of tree... Dude. Frigor! Get me down from here!
Yeah, you're...
She's eating my recently severed hand!
Yeah, she's... I mean, like, you put it back on, now she's eating it back off.
I know.
You're just adding insult to injury right
That's
now.
Very mean, Princess P.
It's very mean-spirited.
I hope you feel proud of yourself. This is... How is that in the Christmas spirit to eat a person's hand while he's...
I don't know what Christmas is. I don't know what Christmas... charisma.
She doesn't know what charisma is, Frigor.
I don't even know what charisma is.
Yeah, but you mean you've never ever had the pleasure of sitting around a Yule log with members of your family and drinking copious amounts of vodka and nog and then telling how much you hate each other and how your brother Jimmy you've never ever beaten the ever-loving crap out of a family member before.
While your mother talks about how your brother is a doctor and you're just never going to amount to anything.
While you're wearing a sweater.
Yeah, that she knit for you.
Yeah.
Your life sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Don't I know it.
But you never had a little touch of holiday joy?
No. I'm usually torching villages by this time.
Oh, all right. That's
it keeps you warm.
Yeah, that's true. During the winter solstice. That's smart thinking there.
And she's keeping the citizens of the villages warm.
Yes, very warm.
From the inside out.
Princess P, you can torch a village, but you can't torch a heart.
I mean,
you can.
You can.
Okay, there was a metaphor in there that got kind of lost in the blood hand loss. Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is, you can rampage. Here, Frigor, can we get a little piano?
Ding, ding, ding.
You can rage and you can rampage. You can set a whole village ablaze. You can go and burn a town, but that won't get rid of your frown.
Yes, it will.
Because Frigor, god dang it, this isn't working.
Yeah, trying song just
all
never
right,
works for us.
Okay, it's a good thing that
it didn't get us out of our mortgage agreement.
Oh my god, we're
show me the village.
Okay, we'll show
fine.
You.
All we right. will lead you down the streets of town.
Psst. Frigor,
what?
I know it's weird that I'm whispering up from a tree.
I know, I can barely hear you.
Okay.
It's a good thing we know how to stage whisper.
I can hear you. You can continue your conversation.
Okay, thank you. I have a plan, Frigor. If we teach Princess P about the meaning of the holiday season, then maybe she won't rip me limb from limb.
Maybe.
What if she celebrates Hanukkah?
Oh, dude, we're screwed. You're tuning in to the World Domination Hour, and speaking of we're screwed, I've got two songs lined up that I think summarize my feelings on the holiday season really well.
Holiday.
Holiday.
What?
Holiday. Anyway, you're tuning into the World Domination Hour. Call us in at 617-824-8852. And here's a little song from the Ren and Stimpy Vault called I Hate Christmas.
Well, you don't even know what it is, so you can't complain, really.
What a day, huh, pal? We've gone Yaxmas caroling and Yaxmas shopping, and we even crashed the best party of the year.
I've got to hand it to you, old buddy. You've really put me in the holiday mood.
And just think, Ren, tomorrow is Christmas. The biggest, bestest, most wondrous day of the year.
Yeah, Christmas.
Well, I better be off to bed if I'm going to wake up early on Christmas morning. Will you be joining me, Red?
No, you go on ahead, pal. I think I'll just tickle the ivories a bit before I retire. Good night, Stimpy.
Good night, Ren.
Ah, Christmas time. There's a certain time of year when the world has a special glow. Children's laughter I can hear from sleigh rides in the snow. And while everyone's heart is light all across the land, one thing I know tonight, I can't stand it, man! Every Christmas I am listless. Giving gifts just ain't my bag. Nope. Sleigh bells ringing and off-key singing, Christmas music makes me gag. To play that junk should be a crime. I hate Christmas time. Kids with toys and Stimpy's.
Oh, joys!
That's just noise to my ears. People's greetings and family's meeting. I'm getting sick on Christmas cheers. And all those clever cards that rhyme. Oh, how I hate Christmas time. You dig what I'm saying? It's the time when Stimpy's sickly sweet. Yuck, he's always trying to fatten me with another Christmas treat. I hate his hole, hole, hole. I wanna go, go, go. As far away as I can. From that jolly fat cat man. I'm blinded by Christmas lights. They make the night too bright. Then I can't sleep when I go to bed. I hate that stupid tree. And no one sends cards to me. All I can see is green and red. Just color me blue and I'll be fine. I hate Christmas time. Yes, I do. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not too fond of New Year's either.
You're listening to WECB when you should be appreciating a loved one.
You see, Valentine's is torture and my birthday is a mess. New Year's is a lot of noise and Arbor Day's a pest. Halloween's a horror, but I guess I must confess that I really don't hate Christmas. You see, Flag Day is infernal, April Fool's is just a bore. Mardi Gras a waste unless you own a candy store. All these other holidays, I can admit that I abhor, but I really don't hate Christmas. Now it isn't that I like it at the most, I feel ambivalence. But should I really just destroy it, I'll admit that I'm still on the fence. It makes me tense. From the evil sciences community, I'm sure to get ejected. But for Christmas, I can seem to summon any true effective. Because what is there to hate? I mean, it's really so subjective. No, I really don't hate Christmas. I hate puppy dogs and kittens. I hate flowers in the spring. Heck, I even hate the sunshine and the birdies when they sing. I can work up animosity for almost anything. Tell me why I don't hate Christmas. Though my childhood was atrocious, Christmas never was that bad, you see. So the most that I can muster is complete total apathy. What's wrong with me? How can I prove that I'm an evil villain with assault? With all the holidays so jolly, I can't even find a fault. If I didn't feel ambiguous, I'd launch a big assault. But I really don't hate Christmas. Oh, what the heck? Kick line! No, I really... No, I really don't hate Christmas! I have an intense, burning indifference.
Right. I think those were a nice companion piece. Starting us off that set was I Hate Christmas from Ren and Stimpy, followed by I Really Don't Hate Christmas from Phineas and Ferb.
Wow, which one is it?
Well, it is very confusing. Well, it's very conflicting messages.
How about we just ask like some of the townsfolk how they feel about Christmas, right, Frigor?
Yes.
In fact, there's the town right now.
Larry?
Yeah.
That's a giant tree, ain't it, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Princess P.
That tree's talking, Larry,
Princess
ain't it?
Princess P.
Yeah.
How lovely are
I think we should run, Larry.
Yep.
All right, the tree is now apparently holding two semi-automatic guns.
Yep.
That's mighty inconvenient.
Yep.
Say your prayers, please.
All right. Oh, Father.
Oh, my God, she blew their heads clean off!
That was kind of awesome.
Oh, my God! Popped him like a grape!
Wow.
Christmas.
This is easily the most
gory and terrifying Christmas special I've ever seen.
Strangely enough, their bodies are still standing there.
Yeah, they're like...
Just killing.
Just isolated right there.
I
oh my
practice
God.
A lot.
Huh. Isn't it weird how there were Southerners in Boston?
Yeah, that's very weird, but I mean, surely this can't be what you want, is it? What about gingerbread and...
Cookies.
And...
And gingerbread cookies.
And sugar.
And spice. And everything nice. But for the love of God, don't give her element
no,
X.
No, we're not doing chemical X.
No.
Princess Peach! All right, so we just murdered... two complete innocent bystanders. We have two options right now. One, we could try and hide the bodies, or two, you could just obliterate the whole town in a rampage.
I like the second choice.
Of course you would. Frigor,
yeah.
Frigor. I think we're going to have a splinter problem in the future.
Oh, yeah. Very deep splinters.
No! Not the children!
Not the children! Okay, the children. She got the children.
Yeah, she got the children.
Yeah, she got them badly. Oh my God.
They popped like little firecrackers.
It was like nasty. It's like, Frigor, have you ever, like, just dropped a crate, like a creighton of eggs?
A creighton of eggs, yeah. I've done that several times.
Yeah, it was just like that, only with blood.
Yeah. I mean, there's little pieces all over the place. And there goes the mayor.
Yeah, there goes the mayor. All right. The entire town is now a giant wash of debris, flame, and blood.
Yeah.
I like Christmas. It's really fun. We should do it more often.
Yes.
We're very lucky it's only once a year.
Aren't we, though? Oh, God.
It's Christmas time. It's once a year. And it happens once a year. Because it's Christmas time. And it's Christmas time once a year. Because it's Christmas time.
I don't really know.
Hold on. Wait. It looks like there's a survivor right in the middle of the town.
No.
Hold on. He's got a crutch. That could be, like, important or something. Hello there. What's your name?
My name is Tiny Tim.
Oh, it's just Tiny Tim. You want to kill him, Princess P?
Do I?
Oh, my.
It appears that you have shot his leg off. That's
how
oddly convenient.
Strangely ironic.
Yes.
And yet convenient.
All right.
You see, I had the gangrene in that leg.
Oh, really?
The very serious gangrene.
Well, hold on. Let me get that checked out.
Gross.
Wait a second. P! That gunfire that you shot, it took the gangrene clean off.
It did.
What?
For some reason, your surgical precision has saved this child's life.
What?
Oh, bless you, ma'am. Bless you, giant tree girl.
Princess P! You've done a good deed.
What?
So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What can I do to repay you?
I don't know. I'd say run.
Excuse me. I only have one leg.
That's very true. You're kind of hopeless in that
I'll
regard.
I'll give you a head start if you really want it. I guess I'm in a giving mood.
Oh.
Thank you.
She appears to have...
She's learning.
Frigor.
She's learning.
I haven't got soft, though.
Okay, okay.
Oh, of course not.
Do you think he's got soft?
Should I start running now?
Maybe you could fling him. I think that would help him out.
Yes, just throw me over there. Throw me in that direction.
Oh.
That's where my hovel is.
Your hovel.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
My merry hovel.
Well, Princess P, you know what happens to, like, good girls and boys on Christmas, don't you?
No.
Well, if you're really, really good...
I mean, we wouldn't know.
You get a visit from Santa.
Who's Santa? What does he do?
He breaks into people's homes late at night.
And leaves them really expensive and overpriced, you know, pieces of plastic crap that they will forget about 2 months later.
And raids their fridge.
Yeah.
That sounds like the most evilest leader of all the evils evil leaders.
Yeah, he's pretty evil.
Yeah, it goes like Santa, Abraham Lincoln, Steven Spielberg, and then like we're somewhere in like the 500 there. Range.
We're working our way up. Frigo, one of these days we'll break into the 10,000s club.
I want Santa to steal my food and to break into homes. Everyone should be nice so Santa can do evil things.
Oh, you see that, Frigor?
Jeez, yeah.
How about we head back to the lair and I play some more music as we get prepared for some evening festivities?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Starting us off right now is actually a song from Futurama, Bender's Big Score. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Fun trivia fact. Stimpy and Fry are voiced by the same guy.
Huh.
True story.
We're hopelessly outgunned. The force is with us, but that's about it.
Ah, but we have access to a huge manufacturing complex. I brought the elves back from vacation, chained them up, and called my holiday friends.
One's a bot,
and a Hanukkah's on.
Three mad wise men bearing murder and frankincense.
Damn you!
Shut up! Now fetch those bunnies by the armful.
Says
me! Napalm makes them slightly more harmful. No one here goes near that door. This toy shop's going to war.
Comet says be slow to anger. Low down scammers got me seeing red. Got my TIE fighter out of the hangar. Jump back, Jack, cause I'm Jewish and I'm undead. Dreidel, dreidel, I made it out of blasting clay.
You're nuts.
And when it's dry and ready for mercy, they will pay. I can't wait 8 nights or more. This zombie's going to war.
Check it out, Kwanzaa bot in the nepotism hizzle with my inhuman beatbox busy building missiles. They got a body's too dense and fairy figures. Careful, little elf, that's proximity trigger. I'm fighting back a Kwanzaa so the children won't miss it. I'm confused about its meaning, but I know it when they diss it. So Santa,
ZZ,
they hey. Let's slay them pimps, come on, pimp my sleigh.
Eating with that toy artillery. Torgo's powder, deadly but unstable.
Can they sue for liability?
Certainly not.
Use as much as you are able.
This fighting.
You signed away your rights when you were hired.
Now let's fight.
Okay, chestnuts roasting. I'm gonna open fire. Prepare for gore galore.
This trinity's going to war.
I always get emotional at Christmas time, that heavenly time of year. Whether I'm home with friends or out there busting heads, I'm blinking back a sad or a happy tear. February, I start seeing red and green. Brass knuckles tied up in bows. It's like a herd of tiny reindeer is prancing round my heart, and I become the me that nobody knows. I laugh, I cry, I totally lose my cool. Oh me, oh my, I'm a Yuletide fool. This eggnog is so creamy, it ought to be a crime. I always get emotional at Christmas time. Old Saint Nicky, I'm feeling awful icky about the really naughty stuff I did. I'm so ashamed. After a beating, I'll find myself repeating. Say hi to the wife and kid. Don't forget.
I always get emotional at Christmas time. I'm doing so much good cheer. Whether I'm poisoning punch or setting dolls on fire, I try to fill the world with grief and fear. What fun to send each family a big surprise, as gruesome as it can be. I might infest the bowels of holly with bugs from outer space, or slide the local toy store into the sea. I laugh, I cry, I totally lose my cool. Oh me, oh my, I'm a Yuletide fool. To give the gift of chaos, what thrill is more than I always get emotional at Christmas time.
This year I'm taking more time to do my baking. You're always short on pumpkin. Ain't it true? carefully choosing. Whoa! My card gets so confusing. I like the cats with Santa hats. Don't you?
I laugh. I cry. I totally lose my cool. Oh me. Oh my. I'm a Yuletide fool. When fruitcake goes on sale, I'm spending every dime. It's time to pass out candy canes. I'm dipped in slime. So call me sentimental. It's a fact that I'm
a fool for trees with flocking.
En route to steal your stocking. I always get emotional at Christmas time.
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men.
And if that spirit goes not forth in life, he is condemned to do so after death,
to witness what he cannot share, what might have shared and turned to happiness. We're Marley and Marley, avarice and greed. Took advantage of the poor, just ignored the needy. We specialized in causing pain, spreading fear and doubt.
And if you would not pay the rent, we simply threw you out. There was the year we evicted the entire orphanage.
I remember the little kites all standing in the snowbank with their little frostbitten teddy bears. We're Marley and Marley, our hearts were painted black. We should have known our evil deeds would put us both in shackles. Captive bound, we're double iron, exhausted by the weight. As freedom comes from killing laws, so prison comes with hate. We're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley.
True, there was something about mankind we loved.
I think it was their money.
A horror story written by your crime. Your chains are forged by what you say and do.
So have your fun when life is done. A nightmare waits for you.
Honey, honey,
we're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley. Marley and Marley, and now it's time to part. To go back where they keep our kind, the wretched and the heartless. The news we shared has got you scared. We're glad that we got through. So make amends and make some friends. The future's up to you.
You were just listening to Marley and Marley from the Muppet Christmas Carol. Prior to that was I Always Get Emotional at Christmas from All Dogs Go to Heaven, the Christmas Carol. Oh yeah, that was all Christmas Caroly stuff. Yeah. And prior to that was Futurama Bender's Big Score with the Santa song. Aww. And here we are in our nice little warm lair. Our chestnuts roasting, our
Jack Frost ripping, yeah, nipping,
Jack
whatever
Frost
he does,
nipping, all of that stuff.
Who invited him?
And look at that, we have Princess P, who has changed her ways from horrible violence to hanging up tinsel outside of our house.
It's very convenient since she's still a giant tree.
Frigor, that's intestine and not tinsel, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks
all
like
right.
It.
She is draping our lair with human intestine.
Look how it shimmers.
It is very
shimmery.
I really
don't want to know how it shimmers.
Oh, God, that smells.
Don't you love the smell and feel of Christmas?
Smells great. Feels wonderful.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Oh, Princess P. Oh, Princess P. Well, Princess P. Like
I do like that. We've got a theme song now.
Trails.
So yeah, now that we've got our little Christmas party in the works, we need to hang up stockings and stuff
to prepare for Santamen.
Yes, but
I have a foot.
That's true.
You can hollow it out. Just take the bones out.
Oh wow, he was a size 13. This fellow.
Dude.
Dang. All right, there he goes, up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
Saki Balboa. And
yep, that's for me.
That's for you. And here's the
Did you take the batteries out?
Because
I don't want batteries again for Christmas.
Oh, Frigor. You think you'd be a bit more positive about all this?
Would I ever have reason to be positive?
Yeah, you shouldn't be so negative. I'm sorry that I can't sell you on this promise. You seem very polarized.
Frigor's not gonna get any presents from Santa because no one likes him.
Exactly, because he's what? Say it with me. Abomination. Abomination. Oh, there she goes. Say it again.
Abomination. I can do it.
Shut up, Frigor.
Stop it.
Yeah, nobody likes you. Not even Christmas.
If you excuse me, I'm going to go roast my face upon the open fire.
Go for it. What's that on the rooftop?
We have tin roofs?
Yeah, we have tin roofs in the studio, Frigor. Remember, ever since...
We have no money. Yeah
we have no money.
We have no money. We live in a tin hovel.
I see we've got too little and... Oh, my God! A giant tree! Oh, no! It's constricting me!
Santa, I just need you to remain calm. Santa, just stay calm.
Oh, yeah.
She only...
Hug you forever?
And name you George. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Santa,
are you...
Santa?
Can...
Santa.
George, she killed the rabbits again.
Oh, God.
Santa?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, you killed Santa!
I didn't kill Santa!
If you did it, who did?
I gave him a hug.
That broke his spine.
Look at Santa in my room right now!
You broke his spine in half.
Which I will say is a great... Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's oh, Lord.
He's dangling like one of those executive toys.
Yeah, oh, Lord.
You can clack his sides together.
Princess P, you've ruined Christmas for everybody!
Now look what you've done.
Yeah, ruining Christmas ruiner.
No, I was talking to you. You made a little girl cry.
Yeah, but she ruined Christmas.
Hey, we may be evil, but we don't make little girls cry.
Yeah, we kill them. There's a big difference.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you made her cry, cool. So apologize. Killing them is much worse than making...
No! I'm not going to apologize, Princess P. We were all set to have a nice, good, and wholesome Christmas, but you had to come in here with your violence and your bloodshed and the fact that you're a tree, and I just wanted to have one good holiday special, and you ruined it!
But Bailey, I did, because I just want to be like you.
Oh, come on. You're not going to buy that, are you?
No.
You're my hero, Billy.
You're really not going to buy this, are you?
Go into the woods with the other trees!
Wow.
I'm feeling grumpy, Frigor.
I'm feeling very confused.
I'm feeling in a bad mood.
I'm feeling like I should be getting drunk right now, just so I can erase the memory of this entire evening.
I'm going to play some music.
I'm going to go
You're
place.
Mean.
Here's a little
he
bit
He told
of...
you to go outside, woman!
Here's a little bit of Coming Out for Christmas by Voltaire on WECB, the underground sound for Emerson College.
For Emerson?
Christmas, that magic time of the year. Mom and Dad are glad everyone's here. Grandpa is busy trimming the tree, and Auntie made a fruitcake naturally. But her fruitcake ain't the only one at the table, and there's something that I just have to say. Granny, pass the stuffing if you are able. And by the way, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Yeah, brought a girl with me, but I paid her to be here. Hey, Mom and Dad, that's what they call a beard. I try to make it work, but the girl ain't got the gear. What can I say? I love it in the rear. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out today. And here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Take back those G.I. Joes, I never liked those toys. I never did like stuff that was for boys. Bring me some Barbies, although you think it's wrong. Or better yet, Johnny Depp in a thong. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out today. And here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. So surprised to know it's not like I'm the only homo. Auntie Jen's a lesbian, she is, and I've been felt by Uncle Joe. Well, now I don't expect for you to like what you've been told. And if you hate me, well, that's how it goes. Well, as for me, I'm off to a disco. And you can kiss my gay ass as I go. Hello. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out today. And here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm wonderfully, fabulously, gargantuanly gay.
You were just listening to Coming Out for Christmas, which was a live cut from Voltaire's album. Not that you care or anybody else cares. Or
some people care. Our listeners
care. Frigor, Santa's dead and Christmas is ruined. That's all I gotta say.
Yes, Santa is now dead on our floor.
Yeah, go clean him up with your tongue.
I'll clean... Ew.
Yeah, do it.
You know, we have shovels.
Slow.
We have cleaning supplies and, like, shovels and things.
I know we have a lot
We're
of things.
We're prepared for this kind of thing.
I know we have brooms. Frigor, use your tongue.
No. I'm not going to clean him up until you apologize to Princess P.
No.
Baron.
No.
You just sent a 5-year-old girl out into the woods on Christmas Eve.
So?
That's not okay.
Yeah, it is. We kill people, Frigor.
We kill people, but we don't do things to children.
Yeah, we do. Remember that one time, you know, on Arbor Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then.
Well, that was an exception. I mean, they had it coming.
Dude, we can't ever go back to Missoula.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No way.
Oh, God.
Or just the general Midwest.
Yeah, man, that place is, not barren country.
Frigor. You need to apologize to Princess P.
Well, how come nobody ever apologized to me?
Because they didn't do anything to you. You're the one who starts all of these fights. You're the one who starts every argument we've ever been in.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
One time.
The Tom Cruise thing.
When I was just a little bitty tadpole.
No, I was a tadpole. You're remembering my biography.
When I was a little bitty tadpole, my great aunt Jemima came up to me, and she gave me the best Christmas present I ever received.
And what was that?
It was a giant glass death ray.
It was the glass. This is the glass death ray story, isn't it?
And then, you know what happened, Frigor?
You broke it, didn't you?
I dropped the glass death ray, Frigor. I dropped it, and it went all over the floor.
Yeah.
And she never let me forget it. And then she mutated into a swamp monster. And then she tried to eat me, and it was very scary.
Right.
Most of my family members have a history of just mutating into swamp monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see metamorphosis in your family tree.
The bottom line is, if I wasn't forgiven, why should she?
Because she's a little girl and she doesn't know any better. You know why your great-aunt turned into a swamp monster?
Why?
That was her way of expressing her apologies. Do you ever think of what... Remember every other time your family turned into swamp monsters? What happened before they turned into swamp monsters?
They said something they didn't mean. Yeah.
And so, to apologize, they turned into swamp monsters to try and give people hugs. You were a cowardly little basket case, and... I'm sorry, my microphone is having a little trouble here. Okay. And, yes, so you were just a sniffing little basket case and ran off into the woods like a scared little girl. So, she's a scared little girl running off into the woods. See, she's just waiting outside the door. Go apologize to her right now.
Okay.
Yeah, who's wearing the pants in this house now?
Let me go and talk.
I know, I'm not wearing pants. I think.
Princess P.
What do you want?
I want to talk. I know I've been a silly villain and that I may have said some things and, you know, may have accused you of murdering Christmas.
Yeah!
Which you technically did, but...
Baron.
But the point being, Christmas isn't about Santa Claus.
It's not?
No. Christmas is about the... birth of Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was about. I really...
Technically, yes.
Yeah, I don't know how Santa kind of got in on that. I mean, that's actually...
Hallmark.
Like,
something
yeah,
to do with Coca-Cola.
Very,
yeah.
I could sure go for a nice, tasty Coca-Cola right now.
It's so refreshing.
Yes, it's delicious. What about you, Princess P?
Would you care for a Coca-Cola product?
I would love a nice, refreshing pop of the Coca-Cola bottle.
There we go.
So you're sorry?
I'm more than sorry, Princess P.
I'm too
super sorry. Aw, let's go ahead and...
Hug time.
It's time for hugs.
Yay!
Here, let's go on ahead and play some sad Christmas music.
No, you're supposed to hug him.
I think we learned our lesson from last time.
No, that's not like that.
All
it's
right.
Not like I have a spine to crack anyway.
Here, how about we listen...
I think.
How about while we set up for our party, we listen to a little bit of Tom Waits, huh?
There's nothing more festive than Tom Waits.
Because here's a nice little Christmas ditty called Christmas Card from a Hooker in Montana on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
I made you add... No.
Baby, he says that I raise him up like it was on song. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. He takes me out dancing every Saturday. Charlie, I think about you every time I pass the filling station. On the counter, all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still love that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. How do you like that? Charlie, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know, yeah, in prison. So came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot, I wouldn't sell any of them. I'd just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey Charlie, for God's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have a husband, he don't play the trombone. I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer, Charlie Hay. I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
And who lived? If there was a guy who lived in my basement.
You were just listening to Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis.
His name was Rodney.
And look, Frigor, we finished decorating the rooms and hid the body in the wood chipper. And speaking of chipper,
there was so much red.
There was
like way more red than usual.
It's like
red is the color of Christmas.
That's so true. And you don't get any more Christmas if
and
you paint your walls with Santa's
and
blood. Yeah. Oh, Frigor, look.
What?
It looks like we have a guest at the door. It's Sir Michael Caine.
Yeah, no, how you doing?
I thought we killed you with a, you know.
Not necessarily. What you did was
pen.
Now what you did was you shot me into the fucked moon. You did. That's what you did. You shot me into the moon, and I heard you playing a song from my movie, the Muppet Christmas Carol. Right. And that was a movie I was very. Oh!
There we go. He should be done now for a while.
He talks like this, stupid bit from England.
Don't make fun of my accent, young man. You were only 13 years old. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. And I don't even know what movie that's from anymore.
I don't even know either. I mean, good for you, though. Here, grab a seat by the fire.
I believe I will.
Isn't that
And tell stories about great things I've done.
Yep, you do
And
that.
Great people I've met.
You sound silly.
Oh, wait a second.
You sound silly.
Yeah.
Who could that be at the door? Oh, why, look, it's our good friends, the, suspicious mobsters.
Those guys.
Oh.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for inviting us to your holiday shindig.
You're scary.
What's a shindig or a bash?
I would say it's a soiree.
I like soiree. That sounds
good. Soiree is a good word.
We've brought you a little present. We hope you enjoy it. Tony, take it out.
It's Mama's chili.
It's very good. It's pinto.
Oh, yeah.
Finest beef this side of Italy. It's very good.
I suggest you take a sample of it right now.
You'll go ahead and you enjoy it. Smack it between your lips. It tastes delicious.
Thank you, but I'm okay.
No. I insist. Try a bit of the chili.
I'm really fine. Thank you.
This isn't me asking. This is me telling you to try the chili.
Okay. I'm gonna try the chili. I'm trying the chili.
So it was amazing.
Yep.
Yep. It was. That's very right. Tony.
Yeah.
Can you fix me up with some of those candy cane sugar things?
Oh yeah. What, you want the red ones or the green ones?
I like
the red ones.
I want the red ones. The tree says. Oh, there's a talking tree. Hey, you're
festive.
That's very festive.
That's
very
and cute.
You're an adorable little talking tree. What's your name?
Princess Peach.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you gonna do,
boss? I'm gonna name my next niece that.
You're gonna name your niece.
I'm gonna name my niece.
You know what? You can do that.
I don't think they're gonna have much of a say in the matter.
They really don't care that much.
No, let's go grab a seat.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. That was completely natural.
Frigor. It's always rude when those guys show up.
Yeah. And what's that?
Can I have some water, please?
Michael, Sarah? Nope, wasn't him. Sorry about that. Nope, it was definitely
Ding
not
dong,
him.
Get you.
Wow, that guy was obviously not him.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
We have a lot of visitors.
We do. We have three. Well,
we have Michael Caine and those gangsters.
And those gangsters. That's
strangely hang out here.
Yep. Well, you know what?
We really don't know why.
As long as we're all here, I think we should all sit around and celebrate that classic Yuletide tradition of playing the one Christmas villain to end them all. You know him?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, you're referring to Scrooge, right?
No.
I played Ebenezer Scrooge in the Muppet
Christmas
Carol.
Oh, my God!
He doesn't die.
No, he doesn't. You just keep pummeling, and he just...
I'm immortal.
Yeah, he's probably a
It comes with
so
a knight. It comes
I'm
with a knighthood, I'll tell you that. Where you? You don't even know where Europe is on a map. Will you hush it, you young lady?
You're a little
strumpet. I don't even.
You're crumpets. And
oh! We're getting into class here, aren't we? Right then.
All right. Well, how about
I'm going to sit on the other side of the room if you're just going to be that nine.
To you and those at home, let's all sit around our respective holiday fires and enjoy that good old Christmas classic.
One.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. On the World Domination Hour on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Well, that was something.
Yeah, right turn there. The mics on, why don't you?
Turn the shut up, Freegor, on, why don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Freegor.
Yeah, Freegor. Oh, Princess P, I know we've had some hard times and a lot of bloodshed and an obscene amount of innocents who died today, but...
Oh, yeah.
I think that little thing that I call a heart grew three sizes this day.
Yeah.
Yours or hers?
I don't know. I'm actually pretty concerned. It's beating really...
Very.
I'm like, I think I'm hold on. Freegor.
Just breathe.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, the swelling has gone down.
No.
Jeez.
I mean, I could use a hug.
No, you can't. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I have relatively no human contact.
Well,
ever.
I'm so glad to have you. Princess P, this is going to be great now. Freegor, we have a tree monster in the family.
Aww.
You know.
Yeah. Well, this has been real nice, Phyllis. But while I was out in the woods crying because the Baron was really, really mean to me.
It's
yeah.
true. I was a dick.
The forest, it spoke to me.
Really?
And I think I found my true calling.
Forestry.
All right, well...
There's a college for
you, that. Are you sure that I can't convince you to stay?
I already set up your room.
We already put a little goldfish in your room for you.
That's very tempting.
His name is Bobby. And he's really sweet.
How about this?
He does tricks.
I'll come visit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go.
I mean, we have room for...
Yeah, that's true.
We obviously have room for a giant tree monster.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And technically, I think she can transform into anything. if she puts her mind to it.
I can do anything.
Anything you can do, we can do better.
No, we really can't.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
We can.
Okay.
Oh, well,
we can try.
Princess P, thank you so much for... I mean, I know you didn't know it at first, but I think you taught us all the true meaning of the holiday season.
Don't let Michael Caine into your home.
Yeah, you don't. He's a dick. That guy will just never shut up. Oh, yeah. Man. He's still over there right now, isn't he?
Have any of you guys seen the Italian Job?
Oh, my God. He's
not the good one. The good one I was in. Not that bullcrap with Adrian Brody.
Yeah,
that guy from the Pianist.
I don't know this Adrian Brody.
No, he sounds like a tool.
He doesn't.
No, wait, what? Wasn't he the guy in the Pianist?
Oh no, he was in that King Kong.
Where did you come from?
King Kong.
We were over there.
Yeah, we're over there. The focus is on us now.
Yes, that's what happens when
King
the sound
Kong,
shifts.
Though. King Kong, I remember this movie.
That was very long.
That was too long.
Way too long.
I felt like I was, like, at the time.
I think that's part of Peter Jackson's appeal, though. He takes interesting concepts and stretches them out for far too long.
Yeah. If whatever makes you a living.
Did you know that Tom Hanks' son was in that movie?
Anyway, Princess P.
I was almost in that movie.
Thank you so much
I almost
for
played the
teaching
monkey.
Us the meaning of the holidays. And I won't ask for a hug, but can you put it there for a little pound?
Okay.
Boom. Awesome, right on.
You have a gigantic...
Now fly! Fly, you glorious tree monster, into the wild blue yonder of the night!
I'll see you in the future.
She's actually flying.
You know, Frigor, they say that every time somebody says something like this, a tree monster gets its wings. God bless you, Princess Peach. God bless you.
You have a gigantic splinter in your hand.
I know. Oh, my God. That thing is... Hey! How did my hand get back on?
It's a Festivus miracle.
Aw, Frigor. On that note, I think it's time we had ourselves a little sign-off.
Princess P.
And she can do that from a great distance.
And
this is Works for Frigor.
And this has been your ever-malevolent host, the Baron. We'll be back in January, but until then, good night! Have a merry holiday season and an evil...
What? Can we close off with a round of Princess P, oh Princess P?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Before we go...
Oh, Princess P, oh, Princess P, is our town you're burning? Oh, Princess P, oh, Princess P,
can someone stop the burning? My limbs are gone, and so are my eyes.
My wife just died before my...
Oh, Princess P, oh, Princess P.
There's so much blood in my brain.
Well, on that note, folks, I think it's time we have another night. Good night, and sleep with
sleep with both eyes closed, because have a very merry holiday season.
Rest easy.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, folks.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel,
and the Joker got away!
Crashing through the roof. In a one-horse open tree, busting out I go, laughing all the way.
My mama told me when I was hatched, act like a superstar. Say your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far.
to miss. The press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Bike off and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can fight me, baby, I perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way. A human jelly bean, cause every day is Halloween. I'm so completely original. My new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I'll wear a porcupine on my head on a WHIA. Excusez-moi, qui a pitié?
That's what she said.
Got my straight jacket today. It's made of gold and made. No, not because I'm crazy. I perform this way. I step my whip to my feet. Cover myself with raw meat. I'll bet you never seen a skirt stay worn this way. Don't be offended when you see my latest pop monstrosity. I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing. I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day. Cause baby, I perform this way.
Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform. Hey, I'm really not insane, I just perform this way. Hey.